Math can be so cruel. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. The Iowa caucus process is as much about math as it is about politics. There's no discussion of issues. You just gather at your candidate's table, take a head count. If you don't get at least 15% of the caucus goers, your candidate's not viable. At that point, like vultures picking at a carcass, voters whose candidates survived the first round try to pick you off. And that's when the pleading begins.
But you don't have to switch to a second preference. You can stick with the same one.
But soon the Biden table was deserted, while at the Klobuchar table,
47, 48, 49, 50.
And by the end, at this one precinct in West Des Moines, there were four survivors. Amy Klobuchar with 57 votes, Pete Buttigieg, 73, Elizabeth Warren, 76, Bernie Sanders, 99. At the Andrew Yang table, they unloaded the leftovers.
Anybody who came for Yang, feel free to take all the merch you want.
Pretty cruel, and not just for the losers. I mean, everybody there is an involved Democrat, right? There are signs all over the room reading Boot Edge Edge, and even then.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg, 73.
Yeah, but that's okay. There's still plenty of time for the party to figure out who's running. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.